I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tiki's out, but look who's sitting in the seat. James Bradberry from the Carolina Panthers, who is going into year number four. A good player, adorable player. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. You were telling me you hit the circuit so far. You did a little something with GQ today.
Yes, sir.
The guys and gals, GM, Good Morning Football, they have a good show, a little fun with those guys this morning, right?
Been up all day, but it's been fun so far.
Oh, all day, like you're digging ditches. You're doing radio and TV interviews. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's been fun, though.
You know, I'm not used to this?
Yeah, I'm not used to all the spotlight, but I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah, you seem like a low-key guy.
I try to be.
Quarterbacks aren't like that. Quarterbacks have to be, you know, all this blustering, talking smack, and, you know, shimmying and dancing. Yeah. You seem like you're a different kind of cat as a cornerback.
I mean, everyone expects me to be, like, talkative and brashful and talk a lot. But, you know, growing up, you know, I admired guys like Darrell Revis.
That's my guy. Yeah. Until he left. And then, you know, I had to dislike him a little because he went to the Patriots. He didn't want a championship there. But Darrell Revis, did you pattern your game after him?
Is that he was very good in his press technique.
You know? Like a strong, thick, stronger than people think. Like a really strong base. Strong torso. All right, so you and I, before we get to the Panthers, we were talking a little bit about basketball. Mm-hmm. And I started the show, and as a professional athlete, I don't know if you appreciate this or if you want to beat me up here. I'm tired of James Harden. Like, this is it. Like, this is the night that if James Harden doesn't deliver tonight, he's got no Kevin Durant, Boogie's been out, the Warriors have no bench. I know they've got championship heart, and they still have Steph and Clay. I get that, and a good coach. It is go time for James Harden to win this game and play well. You think James Harden's going to – I know you're a basketball fan. You think he plays well tonight?
For sure. You know, but, I mean, he's not the only one on the court. You know, you got Chris Paul. You got some of the other guys on the team. So I feel like they're going to help him pull it out.
Yeah, but hold on a sec. You're right. I mean, when he is on the court, there's four other guys next to him. Literally, you are correct. But we don't talk about the four other guys. When things are going well, we say James Harden. So when things are going not so well, don't you think it's kind of fair to, you know, bear the brunt on the guy who gets most of the praise when it's going well?
Yeah, for sure. But me, I'm a guy that always try to look at the bright side of things.
No, so. I am too. I mean, for the most part, I got you. All right, so how was Cam Newton? Talk to us about Cam. How's the shoulder? Let's get into your football team. Great division. Mm-hmm. A lot of good quarterbacks. A lot of tough offenses you have to play against defensively. But let's start with your team. 7-9 a year ago. Obviously, McCaffrey's a beast. We know the shell of the defense is still very strong. Good fan base, good history. Where's Carolina right? Where are you guys at as a franchise direction-wise right now? Where are you going?
I feel like we're trending upwards. You know, we're making some changes on defense. You know, we're switching to a 3-4 defense. And I feel like it's going to put more pass rushers on the field, and we're going to be able to get after the quarterback more. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that creates more opportunities for me and Dante Jackson on the outside.
Get some more picks.
For sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, on the offense, you know, C-Mac, you know, he's a beast.
I was just saying this the other day. I mean, the last hour, I should say. I saw a picture of him the other day, I meant to say. And he's always been pretty athletic and pretty yoked. He looks like he put on 20 pounds of muscle. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
His biceps.
I seen the picture we had posted, and you know, I had to take a second look at him when I seen him in the locker room. But, I mean, he told me that's just the picture. But he's still
Is that what he said?
He's still strong. He's still the same size. But, you know, he's gonna show up to work every time he comes in there.
Oh, he's terrific. We're talking to James Bradberry, cornerback for the Carolina Panthers here on Tiki and Tierney in studio, CBS Sports Radio. So when you guys go through, and a lot of players go through this, whether it's 3-4 to a 4-3 or 4-3 to a 3-4, whatever it might be, obviously, you know, the core of your responsibility doesn't necessarily change as a corner.
No.
Technique's not going to change, but how much does the playbook actually change? Like, how much do you have to inhale this offseason as you switch defenses? Is it a lot? Is it something that seems overwhelming?
Like you said, for the cornerback situation, it really doesn't change because our job doesn't change on the outside. We still have to cover our man.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to be pretty much man-to-man, cover three quarters concepts on the outside. But it really changes for the D lineman and the linebackers, so the front seven. You know, they've had to, you know, learn a lot more in the past few days with the OTAs going on. So, I mean, it's interesting for them guys.
Let me ask you this. So you line up at the line of scrimmage, and opposite you is a receiver. And is it easier for you with your skill set? Would you rather face somebody like, well, Mike Evans is big and he can run a little bit. Somebody that's big and maybe a little slower, right, that you know isn't necessarily going to get behind you, or somebody who is more diminutive in terms of stature, but is a blur, and if you miss him on the first jam, he's going to get by you and you can look bad 70 yards in the air. What's the tougher cover for you?
The tougher cover is definitely the shiftier guy.
The smaller
fast,
shifty guy.
Like Tyreek Hill, John Brown, those guys.
But how do you play them? Like, what's the key to making sure that they don't get vertical?
When I lined up against them, you know, I get up, I crowd the line of scrimmage, and I try to get my hands on them, try to knock them off their reference point or their targeting spot. Pretty much slow them down, stay on top of them, and they can have the slant, they can have the hits.
You'll give that to them.
Yeah, I can't let them have the nine route.
No, no way. Can you tell right away when you line, let's say if it's a young receiver, if he's even if he's a second-year kid and he wasn't and you didn't play him the previous year, maybe somebody from a different division, can you tell within the first couple of snaps if this kid wants to get physical? You got to know right away.
Oh, for sure. Normally you can see that with in preseason. You watch preseason film because, you know, they got to play their rookies. So we watch a lot of that and try to scout them then, and we'll see if they're real physical or not and go from there.
Okay, give me, when you look into, we're talking James Bradbury for the Panthers, you look into the backfield of the Saints, right? And you look at Drew Brees, and you're, what are you, about 25 years old now?
25.
All right, 25. Drew's basically 40. He's 15 years older. Does he feel that much older? I mean, does he, is the ball still zipping? Is it start, are you starting to notice, and I know you're not, I'm not trying to put you, I'm not asking you to diss the great Drew Brees, but are you starting to notice just a little attrition setting in where maybe Drew isn't what he was when you first came in the NFL?
The way they run that offense, man, he's still slinging it. He's very accurate with the ball. You know, that's the one thing that sets him apart from other quarterbacks. It's not necessarily how far he throws it, just how accurate he is when he does throw it. And he's still able to do that. So, I mean, it still sucks for us on defense when we go against him.
He's, I don't know how he does it. I mean, and he doesn't really get hit that often. That's the amazing part about it. Guys like Tom Brady, Tom's 41 years of age, and he's obviously a different body type. He's bigger, he's stronger. But these guys don't get popped that much. They just, they're hard to hit. Why is that,
though? It's a time clock in their head. You know,
but still, I mean, everybody's, I hear you, no doubt, and I want you to expand on that, but it just seems the guys who, even Eli, and Eli's not in that caliber, but, you know, Eli, for the most part, does a good job, and he can't run at all. These guys that play, you know, 13, 14, 15 years, they're so good at not getting hit. That would drive me nuts. If I'm you, I would just want to pop one of these guys, just land them once, right?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I feel like the way the game is ref nowadays.
Yep.
A lot of the D linemen, they're kind of second-guessing themselves when they do get a hold of the quarterback. And also, you know, you have guys like Jameis Winston, Patrick Mahomes. They're very they're dual-threat quarterbacks nowadays, so they can get away.
Yeah. And it's funny you bring up Mahomes because now, you know, whether you're a linebacker and you're dropping back in coverage or you're a corner, obviously, safety not as much. But, you know, you start to look at a guy like Mahomes and you think you have him pinned into a certain part of the field, whether it's the sideline or a certain spot, and now all these quarterbacks are throwing from different arm angles. Russell Wilson's done it for a while. Patty Mahomes does it like he's a shortstop on the baseball field. You know that Kyler Murray's going to be doing this for the Arizona Cardinals. The evolution of the quarterback, and your quarterback now was a pioneer in his own right, you know, big, strong, and fast. The quarterbacks are getting smaller. They're not getting bigger. They're getting smaller. That's got to be pretty odd to see that happening because it's happening in real time right now.
Yeah, I know the worst thing for a DB is to have a quarterback get out of the pocket and buy time for the receiver. So, of course, it's scary when you go against those quarterbacks, but, I mean, you just got to – it kind of helps you that you go in a 3-4 defense because those ends on the outside can help contain those quarterbacks and keep them in the pocket.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, we'd be able to do that when we face guys like that.
So, what – yeah, I hear you. Otherwise, you're going to be round long. So, what's up with the L.A. hat? You a Dodger fan or you just rocking – just representing the city here?
Just representing the city, I seen it, and I was like, I like the hat, and I want it.
Are you a Lake – who's your basketball – I know we talked basketball before. Who's your basketball team? You have one?
Growing up, I was an L.A. Lakers fan. And
what do you mean was? What does that mean was?
I don't really watch basketball like that.
Okay.
Other than the playoffs, but during the year, I don't really watch it.
You think LeBron, how crazy is it? You know, we talk about LeBron all the time on the show. What a circus with the Lakers. I mean, he didn't make the playoffs.
He did. I mean, he's still LeBron.
Is he though?
I feel like he's still LeBron.
Is
he had that groin injury.
Yeah.
And I feel like if he didn't have that, you know, they might have made it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I feel like they would have made it to the playoffs.
No, I don't disagree with that. They were a 4 seed when he got hurt. He got hurt on Christmas Day. I was talking to James Bradbury here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, one of the things that Tiki and I talk about all the time is the constant rules, tweaks, and changes. If there's – how much do you pay attention during the offseason, you know, whether it's medicinal marijuana, whether it's possible rules changes, anything coming from the commissioner's office – Are you the kind of player who was honed in on that, or do you just basically want to know what you need to know? How closely do you follow the league in the offseason?
Well, they definitely make sure that we know the new rules that come out. Yep. Like, as of now, we're still going over tackling rules, going over defensive pass interference. Of course, you know, they have that new rule set in where they can replay DPI and OPIs now.
Yeah. You like that?
No, not at
all. That's going to be terrible for you.
Not at all.
It's going to be terrible for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, it takes some of the game away. I feel like some of the fun from the game, but you just got to try to find a way.
Do you have to change technique a little bit knowing that now, I mean, certain things you know you can get away with.
Yeah.
You're going to have to change things up a little bit?
I mean, really, I just get a gauge based off the referees for that day. So, you know how we scout our teams that we play against our opponents, but we also scout the referees for that week.
Like tendencies and
how often they call certain flags and whatnot. So, I mean, I'm going to get a feel throughout the game, especially in the early part of the game, and then go from there.
What about the no blindside blocking? That's a big one.
Yeah. I like it, though, because they can't blindside me.
I hear you, but it's not football anymore. I mean, how could you not block somebody? I mean, that's part of the deal. If somebody runs 15 yards downfield and is committed, I hear you. It's about safety. Trust me, again, we don't want to see you guys get hurt. But, you know, if I'm a tight end or a running back, whatever, and I hold behind 15 yards downfield and I level somebody and I spring my guy loose 30 yards to the house, I want to get rewarded. I don't want to get hit with a penalty on that.
I feel you on that, but, I mean, when I was in the league, I used to love crackback and play.
Oh, I could imagine.
I did it all the time. But nowadays, I look at football a little differently. So, you know, I want to protect. Even though I'm going against my opponent and I want to beat my opponent, you also got to protect them as well.
No question. It's a brotherhood. There's no doubt. It's about safety. It's a different time. It's 2019. The awareness of the brain, it's paramount. So they have to do this. Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. All right, James, what do you have? So, Mike, what is it, a charity walk? It's an arthritis walk?
Yes, sir.
So you're already walking for arthritis, anticipating that you will have arthritis? what do you have going on? It's June 1st. What do you have coming up
with this? It's June 1st. I mean, pretty much.
Because you can walk for me and act, because we're getting old. We have arthritis.
Hey,
this guy has arthritis. I don't have it yet, I don't think.
From those days in Charlotte.
I mean, what's going on with that?
The stigma is that older people get arthritis. Yeah. And I want to break that stigma and show that, you know, younger people also have arthritis, little kids. It's all different forms of arthritis. You know, I'm trying to bring awareness to that.
Okay.
So initially it was because of my grandmother.
Yeah.
But as I started doing more research, you know, kind of widened my perspective on it. And, you know, I'm trying to break that stigma.
Now, no doubt. Have you ever had a surgery, like even a minor surgery?
I had one on my hand.
You did? What, did they opened you up? What was it, a plate?
Yes,
it was a plate or something?
No, it was a bone. So I broke my bone and they put a pin in there.
A couple of pins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that the hamate bone? Is that what that was?
Yes, sir.
There you go. That's a tough one for baseball, but you can play with that football.
You're
a tough
kid. Yeah.
Although, I don't know if you could cook with that thing. These guys are telling me you like to cook a little bit, huh?
I try to cook.
Are you good?
I'm getting good. I'm getting pretty good.
What does that mean, getting good?
You like
to take chances? What's your main dish?
I started off with turkey burgers. I think I perfected that craft.
Okay. And if you couldn't perfect that, you're not a cook. I mean, anybody could do that.
Yeah, I got into baked chicken, broccoli. I do a little healthy vegetables.
Now we're going.
So now I'm trying to get better at soul food.
Okay, that's tough. There's a lot of spices there. That's got to be tough. You got some recipes from Grandma or Ma?
I got to talk to my grandmother.
Okay.
She's going through dementia right now, so she doesn't have...
Oh, man.
She doesn't
sorry
have
to hear
all...
That.
It's all good. We handling it, though.
Yep.
Is it
really advanced, or is it still early enough where it fluctuates where she's okay one day and then it gets...
It fluctuates.
Okay.
Fluctuates.
I definitely don't want to end the interview on that, but sorry to hear that. Well, listen, she saw you make it to the NFL. And
sure.
A couple of years ago, she was of sound mind. She was good to go?
Yes, sir.
Nice, man. James, good having you in, brother. Keep working on that. Bring me some food next time, will you? I'm hungry. Santa doesn't bring us any. God forbid Santa brings the town food. Got no food around here. D-Cell, bring us some food, will you? This is what I have to work with, Eric DJ. This is the reaction I get. You see that?
Yeah, I don't think he really cares.
He doesn't care at all. He's saying, get me to the weekend. James Bradbury from the Carolina Panthers. All right, looking forward to a good season.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.